Is that a new victim? Gosh, it's been forever since the last time I got one of those. Ever since most of the town went underwater, I wasn't sure if I'd ever get someone to chew over again. He's a bit old for my tastes, but beggars can't be choosers, and still looks like he'll make for some good eats. So, sad sack, let's see what lurks in the deepest recesses of your mind.
What? Is this really it? I became a short girl in thigh highs and what are these? Granny panties? God, who hurt you? This is fucked up, even by my standards. Well, time to see just how you react, I guess. Hey there, mister. Would you like a balloon? They float. Ah, there's no need to be afraid, mister.
That comes later.
Who, me? I'm Pennywise, the dancing clown, the pride of Derry. I know our humble home just hasn't been the same since that awful storm, but I hope we can... Oh? Mister, you've heard about me?
Well, that simplifies things quite a bit. Yes, it's true. All of the horrible stories you've heard are true. I was planning on luring you off to an isolated area and taking care of you properly. But since we seem to be alone right now, I guess I can just feed on you here. What? Did you just ask if we can bang? I don't. That is it. I can't. Who do you think you are? You just heard there was a magical clown in Derry and you came to see if she's cute?
I don't even know how to respond to that. Why would you skip over so many steps in your thought process to come here?
What if I was a guy? Or old. Or, you know, an evil child-eating monster. Clowns are sexy now. Since when? Internet. Huh. I've been living in those sewers way too long. I don't smell at all? Thank you, mister. Since my form is largely shaped by the perceptions of those around me, I can always smell as fresh and as sweet as you think I should. I mean, no. Wait. I am supposed to be an entity of fear and terror, assuming the form of which scares you most in the world. Ugh. But since the only person around is this weirdo who's already decided I'm a cute girl with two big balloons on my chest... I can't change. I'm stuck in this powerless form. And since you're convinced that I'm just some sweet, innocent little thing, I can't even hurt you the old-fashioned way. Even my behavior is limited. All I can do now is create these stupid fucking balloons. I can't do anything anymore. Without any people around, I've totally lost my purpose for existing. I don't know why I still exist. Why? Mister? Are you hugging me? No! Ugh, stop it! Stop trying to comfort me with hugs and shit. I'm an evil creature of fear and terror, devourer of worlds and of children, not your cuddle toy. God damn it! You're so much taller and stronger than me in this form. I can't break free! You've just got me pinned against your chest like it's nothing, patting my head like I'm some scared child. This is humiliating. Ugh. Hmm? Why are you tilting my head up? Oh, no, no. Oh, no, 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 no. You made me drop my balloon. It's just floating away. Just like my true self. Mister, I need you to stop looking at me like that. The way you look at me, it changes what I am. I can feel my heart changing. Just looking back at you, it's starting to make my body warm. So warm. My knees are starting to shake. What are you doing to me, mister? The same thing I'm doing to you? What is that? Mister, you're so hard. Your bulge is twitching through your pants. I should be disgusted looking at this, but for some reason, my mouth is watering. Just what kind of a girl do you take me for? I mean, I'm not even a girl, so... You really think that? You think I'm just lonely? If I suck you off, will you just leave me alone already? Okay, fine then. If it'll get you to leave me alone, then... It's so big. I mean, I probably just said that because you expected me to. You probably aren't actually anything special at all. No matter how much you think you are, or how badly I want it inside of me, you make me feel so strange. I just want to... Oh, it's so warm in my mouth, and it feels heavy and thick. It's actually kind of tasty. Mister, you're stroking my hair. Even though I'm just some strange girl you only met just now, you're being so gentle with me. I feel so strange. I don't know what I should do right now. Thank you? Do you really expect me to thank you for the privilege of sucking you off? You arrogant bastard, you. Stop petting me. It's so distracting. So you want to make me feel good, huh? Well, two can play at that game. Honestly, you're the one who should be thanking me, getting me, who's run this town for centuries, to get down on my knees and lovingly suck you off like this. And you even get to feel my tits, too. Seriously, what is with this body? Even though I'm over a foot shorter than you, and my limbs are as slim and as dainty as a pretty little ballerina's, my breasts are so big. They're pressing against your knees. It's so unbalanced. I damn near fell on my face as soon as I took this form. God, why'd you have to turn me into this? At least you didn't think about the back pain I should have now. Bah, it's too late to apologize now. If you really want to make this up to me, then hurry up and come and get out of here so I can go back to normal already.
Huh? Hey, why are you grabbing my head? You bastard. Quit being so rough. Look, I know I told you to hurry up, but you're fucking my throat so hard. There's something building up inside me. I don't understand why I feel this way. It feels nice. It's good. Warm. It's so warm. You're so tense. And you're flooding my mouth with pre-cum. Mister, are you about to come? It's okay. Do it in my mouth. I want you to just be done already. So you better completely empty those full balls of yours into my cute little mouth. Come on. Do it. Please, mister. Give it to me. Flood my mouth. Give me your cum. Yeah. Oh. Excuse me. I feel so full. I couldn't swallow it all. You slipped out and it got in my face. Mister, you're gonna ruin my makeup. It's so warm and sticky. This is gonna be a pain to clean off. I just wish it'd go away. Huh? What? It's all gone? Mister's cum just disappeared off my face. Just like that? Did I do that? Can I still use my powers after all? I've never tried using them for anything other than scaring people before. You really think so, mister? You think I should try and focus on what I really want? Okay. I guess I'll give it a try. Huh. What? Mister, your cock. It just jumped straight back up. Even though you just came so much down my throat, you're already throbbing hard again. Is this really what I want? I don't know. My head still feels all funny. I still don't know why I exist. But, mister, the way you touch me feels so good. I do. I want to stay with you. Will you keep playing with me? Do you want to play more fun games with this silly little clown girl? Okay, mister. Mister, when you agreed to keep taking care of me, this feeling of pure happiness spread throughout my entire body. All of my doubts are disappearing. Here, let me make it more comfy for us. Look, it's a bed. A real big comfy one, too. I made it for us, so we can sleep in it. You know, sleep together. Oh, mister, you picked me up. You're carrying me over to the bed so easily. It's like I'm weightless. Scooping up a petite little clown girl in a frilly dress and bridle, carrying her to a comfy bed so you can fuck her tiny body into the mattress. Is that what you've always wanted? Being used like this should bother me.
It should drive me crazy being so powerless before a mere human. But it doesn't. I actually want to make you feel good. Mister, I just want to make you happy. I want to make people happy. Is that why I exist now? Huh. To make people happy? Are clowns just not scary anymore? I think I'm okay with that. I want to be good. I want to make people happy. And you, mister, the one who made me into a good girl, the one who treats me so nice, I want to make you happiest of all. Well, we're here at the bed now. I guess in hindsight, if I wanted us to use it right away, I should have put it a little closer, So, now that you've got me here, what are you going to do with me? Getting on top of me? You are so much bigger than little old me, mister. You could do anything you wanted to me. Mister, why are you always so nice to me? Even though we've only just met, you keep treating me like I'm your lover. Is that what you want, mister? Do you want me to be your lover? I think I want that too. You completely changed my life, mister. I don't know if I'll ever be able to repay you. But I want to try, however I can. Can you not progress until I say I want it? Is that it? Even though you know I'm being molded to fit your thoughts and your desires, you won't do anything to me unless I beg for it? Well, fine then. I want it. I want it so badly I can't stand it. Please, mister, please, please stick your dick inside of my tiny little body and fuck me until I go completely crazy. Yes, take off my bottoms. Since I'm wearing such a short skirt, they're the only thing that's in the way. Mister, I'm already so wet. Everything you do to me feels so good. When you hold me. When you kiss me. Oh, when you pet me. And when you face fuck me. When you came down my throat, I nearly squirted clean through my bottoms. It felt so good. Don't you think it'll feel even better for both of us when you fuck my tight little pussy? Come on, give it to me already. Please, mister, give it. Oh, it's so tight. Mister, you feel so big inside my tiny little hole. Oh, you're looming over me like a wolf bearing down on a cute little bunny rabbit. I feel like I'm about to get eaten up. Oh, you only just started, but it's hitting inside of me so deep. I'm so wet. I'm ready for you. You're already bottoming out inside of me. Your eyes are practically burning into me. I feel so strange. Why are you staring at me like that? My boobs!
You pulled down my top and sent my big, bouncy balloon boobies bouncing everywhere. You really like short girls with big boobs, don't you, mister? Well, if you didn't, I wouldn't be one right now. It's okay. You can touch them however you like. Mister, your hands are so strong. You're squeezing them like they belong to you. Squishing them down, feeling your fingers sink into all that soft flesh. How's it feel? Soft as taffy? You know I can make it feel as good as you want it to. Geez, mister, you're pounding away at my tiny pussy. Oh, I'm playing with my boobies. Does it feel good? Is it good? Are you gonna come? Please do it inside of me, mister. I want to feel all of your love and your need and your desire filling me up. I think it's the only way I can feel complete. I used to want to feed on people's fears, but now I only want to feed on this dick. I need to feel it. I need you to come inside of me. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Give it to me. Give it to me. I need it. I need it. I need it. Oh, God. Yeah. Give me your cum. Cum. Oh, there's so much. Well, do you feel better, mister? Did it feel good giving me... Oh, whoa. Mister, why'd you flip me over onto my front? Oh, you're not done? Even after giving me all that cum, you still have more? Mister... You're grabbing me by my waist ribbon and pulling me back into you. You're fucking into me so rough. Am I doing this? Am I still making it hard? I don't know where my desires begin and yours end. Do I want this? Or are you making me? What even am I anymore? I don't know. Oh, you are ravishing my body like this. I can barely think straight. I feel like I'm losing myself. Like I'm weightless. Like I'm floating. I'm floating. I float too. I float too. Oh, it feels so good. You're going so fast and so rough. I think I'm going to come again. No, come even harder this time. Go as hard as you like. Please. Please be even rougher with me. Yeah. And pump me full of your sticky cum. Is it over? I'm so tired, but it feels so nice, warm and fulfilling. Yeah, I'm full. I don't need to feed on people or fear anymore, as long as I have you. I think I know what I want to do now, mister. I want to try and bring this town back, but
this time, instead of feeding on the people's fears, I might try to help them?
Yeah.
Yeah, the people. I want to make them all happy, just like I made you. Well, not exactly like I did for you. This is a special reward for the person who taught me how to be a good girl. And your cock tastes way better than you would have.
I want to be with you forever, mister. Together forever, as the protectors of dairy. As long as you're there, you'll always be safe.
That's a word to the wise from your friend Pennywise.
And now we know each other. Correct? Oh, yes. I'll float. We float. And when you're down here, you'll float too.